I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Psalms 22, verse 1. Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrificial love and the pain you endured on the cross for my sins. It was you who cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? You endured the painful separation from God that I deserved. Also, I could enter into the presence and embrace of God. I know prayer and connection came at a cost. Your life. Help me remember that when I feel alone and distant from you, like David, I can often feel isolated and distant from you, but help me not to forget that I can access you because of your loving sacrifice. I can sleep soundly, assured of your love for me. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bishop today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bishop.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 22. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale slowly. Relax your neck and shoulders. Rest your arms by your side. Release any tension in your body. Breathe in and out. Close your eyes and focus on God as your Savior. Visualize His pain and suffering on the cross. Look at His love poured out for the world, for you. Know He understands the anguish you have felt, the stress you are feeling tonight. He carried His cross, and He is ready to carry your burdens. He wants to give you peace and hope. He wants to give you rest. Open your eyes and breathe in and out. As you exhale, fully surrender to your Savior. Know He loves you. He cares for you. completely put your trust in Him. Breathe in and out slowly. When you breathe in, allow your lungs to completely fill with air before exhaling. When you breathe out, release the stress and tension in your muscles. As your body relaxes, focus on opening your heart to hear God's voice. Ask for His word to bring you joy, hope, and peace. Tonight, you can find comfort in the hope of God's word. The Bible paints a beautiful picture of a bright future for those who love Him. Psalm 22 from the King James Version says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake their head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art He that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me, they part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, hast thee to help me. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. When you can't find rest at night, when you have a hard time releasing your stress and anxiety, you can find hope by meditating on God's word and focusing on the wonderful plans He has for your future. As you prepare for rest, take a few minutes and imagine all the amazing things God has in store for you. To clear your mind of any stress or anxiety, focus on controlling your breathing. As you breathe in and out, concentrate on how your chest rises and falls. With each new breath, allow your chest to fully expand before exhaling. Breathe in and out slowly. When you breathe in, imagine God filling you with everything you need to find rest. As you release your breath, imagine all the stress and anxiety leaving your body, softening your joints and relaxing your muscles. Breathe in and out. Close your eyes and imagine a time where there will be no troubles, no stress, no worries, no suffering. A time when everyone will bow before the Lord and worship Him. Feel the joy lighten your heart and ease your mind. Breathe in and out. Rest in His presence and allow His righteousness to cleanse you and His provision to satisfy your soul. Breathe in and out. Think of a time when you were in need and God seemed so far away from you. Confess any anger you had toward Him and allow His forgiveness to soften your heart. Take a deep breath and be filled with His grace. As you breathe out, let go of your guilt and shame. Surrender to God's love and find inner peace and rest. Rejoice in God's faithfulness. Praise God for the times He has delivered you from your troubles. Praise Him for suffering on our behalf so that we may experience His joy, love, and grace tonight as we lie down to sleep. Think of someone who needs to experience the grace and love of Jesus tonight. Pray God will draw them near to Him and comfort them as they rest. Lay your requests before God. Cast all your cares and anxieties on Him. Allow His hope and peace to fill your heart and mind, and His comfort to help you experience a deep, restful sleep tonight. Pray for God's deliverance from your fears and worries. Pray you will rejoice in Him all through the day and night. Pray for God's provision and help in a specific area of your life. Pray you will be hopeful as you look into the future He has for you. Pray for peaceful rest that will rejuvenate your body and renew your mind and spirit, helping you experience a deep sleep to keep you healthy. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and bring you peace to help you rest through the night.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.